Momentate of Nun Gimel, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of Nun Beis and Beis. Gufa, quoting a memra from Chizkiah that we had at the end of yesterday's daf. Gufa, Amr Chizkiah. Chizkiah said, Maiser Sheni Shen Beshava Pruta. If you have a little bit of Maiser Sheni left, it's not even worth a Shava Pruta. What are you supposed to do? So you can't be poided on Tamani. We know usually when you have Maiser Sheni, so you could do one of two things. You could either bring the fruits directly to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim, Bekedushas Maiser Sheni, or if it's far away and the fruits are going to rot or whatever, it's easier to bring cash, then you're poide the Maaser Sheni onto money. You're mechal the Kedusha from the Maaser Sheni onto money. You bring the money with you to Yerushalayim, and then you buy whatever you want over there, and you eat it with Kedusha's Maaser Sheni. So we're talking about someone that was poide the Kedusha. He was poide the Maaser Sheni onto money. He was mechal, transfer the Kedusha from the Perus Maaser Sheni onto the money. Now he has a little bit left of Maaser Sheni. Mamash, a few little stuff of Maaser Sheni left, and it's not even worth a Shava Pruta. The problem is, if it's not worth a Shava Pruta, you can't be pointed onto money, because you need at least a Shava Pruta to do that. You're pointed onto a Pruta, but less than a Pruta, you're not going to be able to do that. So if you can't be pointed onto the money, what are you supposed to do? You have this, you were pointed most of it, and now you have this little bit of Maaser Sheni left, so what do you do? Chizkiah gives you an Eitza. I mean, you should say like this. Who? V'chumshay, meaning this amount of little Maaser Sheni that I have, that's less than a Shava Pruta, v'chumshay, and it's chaymish. What's its chaymish? We know anytime you're pointed Maaser Sheni onto money, you have to add a fifth. So this amount plus its chaimish, its fifth that I'm adding on when I'm being poided onto the money, mechula Maaser Shenis. I'm being mechal, I'm transferring the Kedusha from this little amount of Maaser Sheni onto the Maaser Shenis, the first money, meaning the old money I used to transfer my main big stash of Maaser Sheni onto that money. He could double dip. And he's able to, ah, you're going to tell me it's already used the Kedusha's Maaser Sheni, he already transferred it, and now it's fully Maaser Sheni. How are you using that same money to transfer the Kedusha? You're doing it double, you're using that same money. You already did that for other payers. You transfer the Kedusha from those payers onto that money. How could you now transfer this Kedusha from this Maaser Sheni that's worth less than Shavu Pruta onto that money if that money was already taken up by the first Maaser Sheni? Because it's impossible for a person to be exact. You're never going to get the exact amount when you're being paid to the money. When you're being paid to the Maaser Sheni onto money, because you know exactly the value of the Paris, that you're going to get that exact amount of the Paris plus a Chaimish onto the money. No, Yeshla Tamtim. And since Yeshla Tamtim, you can't be exact. Obviously, everyone's going to add a little bit, and you're going to round up, and you're going to use a little bit more money because you don't want to mess up with Maaser Sheni, and therefore you're going to use a little bit more money. And there's for sure a little bit of leeway room within that money. So if you were paid $100, for example, worth of Maaser Sheni onto that money, so you used $100, there was probably $98 worth of payers, but you round it up because you want to be sure. And therefore, you have that little room. So if you get stuck in a corner with a little bit of Maaser Sheni that's worth less than a Shava Pruta, remember, you have that tiny amount for sure. It could, you have that amount of money that you were paid your main amount of Maaser Sheni with, and you round it up. So you have that little amount of leeway to work with, and that's why you're allowed to be paid it onto that original money. That's what Chizkiah said. We brought it yesterday in the context of being mezalzel by Maaser Sheni. We see people are not mezalzel. People would round up. People are going to make sure every penny is accounted for by Maaser Sheni. But either way, now we're going to analyze this. I'll ask you a kasha on what Chizkiah said from what we learned in a Mishnah in Bikurim. Hatruma vabikurim, chayavan alei misa. So we're going to say a few dinim right now as it relates to truma and bikurim, and we're going to focus on one of them to bring out the kasha. Hatruma vabikurim, truma and bikurim, chayavan alei misa. A zar that eats them, or really a kain that's tamei who eats them, and if it happens to be mezid, chayavan alei misa. You're chayav misa b'dei shamayim. However, if you eat it b'shoigig, v'chaymish, you're going to be chayav v'chaymish. If you do it b'shoigig, you're not chayav misa b'dei shamayim, but you're chayav to be meisif v'chaymish when you pay back to the kehanim. You pay the Karen plus another fifth. Vasrim and the Zarim, additionally, obviously, the Trim and the Bikurim are usher to be eaten by Zarim, by non-Kohanim. Ve'enich se'kayin, additionally, the way we look at it is that it's the money of the Kohen. That you're allowed to, the Kohen could even be Mekadosh Nisha with the money. It's not considered Mamon Gavaya. It's considered Mamon Hedit. It's considered the money of the Kohen. Ve'olem echad b'meh umeya. And the shear of Bittol for Trim and Bikurim is 1 out of 100. We know the shear for Bittol for different things are different, it's not always the same, meaning although most things, when you have a tarubis, is batal b'raiv, and you go after the raiv, different things, like truma and bikurim, according to what level it is, truma and bikurim would be 1 in 100. So if you have one piece of truma that fell into 100 chulin, so if you have 100 times the chulin, can I get the truma, so it's going to be batal, but less than that, it's not going to be batal. More than that, it will be batal. So the shear of bittul, again, it's going to be batal, echad b'meh, if it falls into chulin, that's 100 times the amount of the truma, then you could consider the entire thing chulin. You don't have to worry. Additionally, truma bikurim uteune ruchitza sidaim. You have to wash your hands before you eat them. Beharav shemesh. Additionally, harav shemesh. We know there are different levels of toma And even after a kohen goes to the mikvah, he needs to wait till sundown. We know once he goes to the mikvah, he's called a tvul yoim until the sun sets. He doesn't attain the highest level of tahara until the sun sets. After he goes to the mikvah, then once the sun sets, that's called harav shemesh. After harav shemesh, that's already the first mishnah in bracha. So we know from the time you can read Shema from the time that the kohanim go in to eat their truma. What time is that? That's harav shemesh. That's after the day passes. So once you have harav shemesh, the sun goes down, then they're able to eat the truma because they're not tvul yoim anymore. So tina rechitzes daim harav shemesh. Need harav shemesh again. Harei elu b'truma mikurim. All these dinim we just said apply to truma mikurim. Mashein kimi meiser does not apply to meiser sheni. So this we're going to focus right now. We just said a bunch of dinim that apply to truma mikurim, and the mishnah clearly said it does not apply to meiser. So we're going to focus on one of these dinim. My mashein kimi meiser. What did we mean mashein kimi meiser? This does not apply by meiser. And specifically, we're going to focus on the one of bittel. We said that truma and meiser are bottle 1 in 100. So, and that doesn't apply to miser. What do we mean by that? We mean probably lav mechlal de miser bottle beruba, meaning 1 in 100 is for truma and bikurim, whereas miser bottle beruba, it probably has the regular dinim of bittel. Then it's going to be bottle beraiv, meaning you have 51 versus 49, so the 51 wins. And 59 chulin cancels out 49 of miser sheni, so it's probably going to be bottle beraiv. Well, that's the masha inkim and miser. We're comparing and contrasting. We're contrasting, really. So we're saying this applies to truma and bikurim. Masha inkim and miser, we're assuming that miser is probably more lenient, and therefore, if we're saying masha inkim and miser, this does not apply to miser, meaning the 1 in 100 shear of bittel, the very chomer shear of bittel, is only about truma and bikurim. But masha inkim and miser, you'd have the regular shear of bittel. That's probably what we mean, says the Gemara. If so, v'misil de chizkia, if you're going to tell me what Chizkia said was true, that even if you have miser sheni that's less than a shavu pruti, you're able to be paided on money you already used to be paid of earlier miser sheni, then havale davar sheish lamatirin. Then what comes out is that this miser could be a davar sheish lamatirin. A davar sheish lamatirin, we know, is something that although it's usher to you right now, it's gonna be mutter, meaning it's not always gonna be usher for you, and you're gonna be able to use it. A davar sheish lamatirin, classic example would be mukta. So a beitza, an egg is hatched on yom tiv, so don't eat it on yom tiv. It's mukta because you could just eat it after yom tiv. Wait till after, and therefore we know that halacha. Any davar sheish lamatirin, something that has a matirin, meaning it's gonna become mutter. Afilu be'elif loy batel, we know. It's not batel at all. Normally we say that there's ochas bittel, and we're going to say batel b'raiv, this and that. But by a davar sheish matirin, it's not batel at all. Says the Gemara Gishmak. Vim yisali d'chizkia. If you're going to tell me that chizkia is true, that even meiser that has no shava pruta, you're able to be poided, and it has a takana, then if so, I have a problem. Because what meiser are we going to say is batel b'raiv? What kind of meiser are we going to say is batel b'raiv? We just said, meaning, we just assumed masha inkin the meiser in the Mishnah means that this sheer bittel applies to Trumim Bikurim, masha inkin the meiser, because meiser would have the regular sheer bittel and be batel b'raiv. But says the Gemara, what meiser is going to be batel b'raiv? Because regular meiser, of course, is a davar sheish lamatirin, because you could just be poided onto money and then eat the fruits. So it's a davar sheish lamatirin. It has a way to eat it beheter, even if you're far away from Yerushalayim that you're not able to bring it, you're able to be poided onto money. And therefore, regular meiser, not less than a shavu pruta, for sure is a davar sheish lamatirin. So regular meiser for sure is a davar sheish lamatirin, which afilu be'elef loy batel, it's for sure not going to be batel b'raiv. So if we had to find the meiser that's going to be batel b'raiv, we're assuming the Gemara is saying it's probably going to be this case. True, a meiser that's less than a shavu pruta, so you can't be poided. If you can't be poided and you're far away from Yerushalayim, so there's nothing to do, you can't bring it to Yerushalayim, you can't be poided onto money, so that's why it's not a davar sheish lamatirin. It has no heter in sight. You're never going to be able to do anything with it, and therefore we're going to say it's probably batel b'raiv. So I understand the inference from the Mishnah that says that this sheer bittel of 1 in 100 applies to truma and meiser, truma and bikurim, sorry, masha'in kin b'meiser, that would be batel b'raiv. What meiser would that be nogea to? The meiser of pachas mishav pruta, I understand. But the problem is that if you're going to tell me what Chizkiya said is true, that even meiser less than a shav pruta, you're able to do something with it, you have a takana because you would just be poided onto meis rishonis, onto money that you already used, then how about davar sheish matirin? So it comes out that the meiser that's worth less than a shav pruta, that itself is also because you could just very much get out of it by using earlier money that you used, and therefore you're going to be able to eat it. If it's a davar sheish matirin, you're going to be able to eat it beheter, then it has no din of bittel b'raiv. If you call davar sheish matirin, afilu be'elef loy batel, because we know that halacha, any davar sheish matirin is not batel even 1 in 1,000, so it wouldn't be batel b'raiv. So what could the Mishnah be talking about when it says masha'in kin b'meiser, that this is not true by meiser, because meiser, we're assuming the inference was that truma and bikurim is 1 in 100. Mashein kim meiser. Meiser has regular dine bittel. When exactly does meiser have regular dine bittel? The only way out would be to say less than a shav pruta. But if Chizkiya is true that even less than a shav pruta has a way out, then it's not true. And any case of meiser, we don't have one case of meiser that's going to be batel b'raiv. So what would the Mishnah be talking about? So it seems to be a riot against Chizkiya. Says Gemara, no, you understood the inference from the Mishnah wrong. Umi ma'ida mashein kim meiser de batel b'ruba. You understood Now, Masha'in came a Meiser in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah said that Truma Migurim have a din of Bittel 1 in 100, Masha'in came a Meiser. That doesn't apply to Meiser. We assumed automatically, one, that Meiser is more Kal. That Masha'in came a Meiser, Meiser is regular din of Bittel, Bottle Brave. And then we had a problem, because if you hold a Chizkiyah, we don't have a case like that. So it's like, Gemara, Domalei Bottle Klal. Maybe it means to the opposite extreme, that Truma and Migurim are 1 in 100, Masha'in came a Meiser, that it's never Bottle. Afilu be'elefloi Bottle. Why? Because it's Davar Shesh Matirin. Maybe it means the opposite. Says the Gemara, Lematz Zamer Dachi, you can't say that. Why? Because Dilagabe Truma, Chumra de Truma Ketani. Because we're talking about Chumras that Truma has over other things. Meaning, if we're going to compare Meiser to it, we're going to say that Meiser is more Kal. Kule de Truma, like Ketani. We're not saying the Kulas of Truma compared to other things, that Meiser is more Chumr than Truma, that Truma has a way out, that it's Bottle 1 in 100, whereas Meiser is never Bottle. We're not saying Kulas of Truma. We're saying Chumras of Truma, and therefore, if we're listing different Chumras of Truma, look at the list. It's mainly Chumras, and therefore, if we're listing Chumras of Truma, and we say then Masha'in came in Meiser, so obviously this is a Chumra by Truma. Masha'in came in Meiser. Meiser doesn't have this Chumra. It's more Kal. Meaning what? If it's more Kal, then we're going the opposite direction, which we had the question on Chizkiyah that Truma would be 1 in 100. Masha'in came in Meiser. That's more Kal because it's even Batal Barayv. You don't need 1 in 100. Says the Gemara, you're going to tell me that we're only saying Chumras of Truma? Is that true? Val Ketani ve'nichse Kain. One of the things we said about Truma is that it's considered the Nechasim of the Kain. That's a Kula by Truma, because if it's considered Nechasim of the Kain, it's considered like it belongs to the Kain and not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Mumin Gavoya, meaning he could be Mekadosh a woman with it, the Kain. The Truma belongs to him, he could be Mekadosh a woman. The Bikurim belongs to him. Nechse Kain is a Kula by Truma, because we know Maaser Sheni is not considered your money. You can't be Mekadosh a woman. It's considered Mumin Gavoya. It's considered the money of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that would be a Humra that Maaser has. So you can't tell me that we're necessarily talking about it. And therefore, I do have a way out to tell you that the inference of Masha Inkim and Maaser maybe actually means that Maaser is more Humra as it relates to Bittel, because it's never Bittel, because as we said before, it's Davar Sheish Matirin. Don't think that. Meaning, we for sure have to say that the inference of the Mishnah when it said Masha'in came a Meiser means that Meiser has regular Dina Bittel. It's Batal Barayv. Why? The Tani Behedu, because we actually have a Mefurish Braisa, the Meiser Sheini Batal Baruba. Meiser Sheini is Batal Barayv. Uve Eze Meiser Sheini Amru. What Meiser Sheini are we talking about? Meiser Sheini Meshav Pruta. Meiser that doesn't even have a Shav Pruta, it's Batal Barayv. And why? Because if it doesn't have a Shav Pruta, then he's not able to be pointed onto anything because it's less than a Shav Pruta, unlike Chizkiyah said. And if he can't be pointed, then it's not a Davar Sheish Matirin. Has no way out, and if he has no way out, it's going to have the regular dinei bato bito barayv, and therefore that's what we're talking about. The meiser sheni omru, meiser sheni b'shav pruta. The meiser sheni that we're talking about that's bato barayv is meiser that doesn't have a shav pruta, since you have it's not a davar sheish matirin. That's why it's bato barayv. Also v'shenichnas Yerushalayim v'yatzah. Also meiser sheni that went into Yerushalayim and then was brought out of Yerushalayim. You can't be paid to that, and since you can't be paid to it, it's not a davar sheish matirin, and therefore it's going to be bato barayv. Says the Gemara. The question we spoke out v'misli the Chizkiyah. If you're going to tell me like Chizkiyah that even meiser sheni that's less than a shav pruta, you have a way out by being played it onto Meiser Shenis, then Le'avid like the Chizkiyah. Then just do like Chizkiyah said, be played it onto Meiser Sheni that you already used. When the Chalei Meiser Shenis use previous money that you already had, and it comes out that you also have a way out, and it's a Davar Sheish Matirin, and it shouldn't be Batal Barayv. But we have a clear Braisa telling you it is Batal Barayv, and therefore it's a big kash on Chizkiyah. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. I can answer you to Lay Parak. I can tell you that what's going on over here is that the Braisa is talking about a case, Pashat, where he didn't ever separate earlier Meiser Sheni onto other money, that he has Meiser Sheni, that he has earlier money to be Mechal the Kedusha from this Meiser Sheni that's less than a Shav Pruta onto that. He never had earlier Meiser Sheni that he did that, and he doesn't have Meiser Sheni, and that's why he's not able to do it. That's why this Meiser Sheni that's less than a Shav Pruta is a Dover She'ein Lo Matirim. It's not a Dover She'ein Lo Matirim, it's a Dover She'ein Lo Matirim, because he has nothing to do it onto. But in a Chanami, if he did, then Chizkiyah would come in and say, you're able to do that. Since you're able to do that, it's a Dover She'ein Lo Matirim, and it wouldn't be Batal Barayv. But the case we're talking about that it is Batal Barayv is because he has no previous money to do that on. Says the Gemara, okay, V'nesi Meiser De Isle V'nitzar Vinu. Okay, but why, even if he doesn't have money that he ever used, he doesn't have money of Meiser Sheni on him, why doesn't he bring another pre of Meiser Sheni that's also worth a half a Pruta and combine it with his half a pruta of this taruvas? We're talking about a mixture over here, because again, his meiser sheni less than a pruta was mixed into, because we're talking about that it's not batal barayv over here, so it got mixed into chulin. So combine it with the half a pruta that you already have, and then be poided on both, half a pruta plus half a pruta equals a full pruta, and be poided onto a coin together. Says Gemara, it's a problem. You can't do that, because the raisa, the rabbanon limit starf. You can't be mitstarf something that's chayiv, something that's meiser sheni midaraisa, with something that's meiser sheni the rabbanon to be poided onto a coin. You can't be mitstarf both of them. Why is one the raisa, one's the rabbanon? Because the one you took, the chatzi pruta from regular meiser sheni, that's regular meiser sheni daraisa. The one you have, that's taruvus, it's a mixture over here. Really, on the raisa level, it's not. It's regular chulin. Why? Because on the raisa level, it's batal barayv. It really is batal barayv. It's only the rabbanon that we're saying it's not Batal Barayv. And since it's not Batal Barayv, they're Rabbanan, so it has Kedushas Meiser Sheni mit Rabbanan, where the other one has Daraisa, and Daraisa and Rabbanan, you can't be Mitzarf them. Sounds like, Gemara, okay, Venesi Demai. So why don't you take a half a pruta worth of Meiser Sheni? That's Demai. Demai is Paris from Ama Aretz, which really we only go lechomer. It's a din darabanan that you have to separate maestros again, because we assume that some of them don't. But the point is, that's only darabanan, because on a deres level, roiv ame oritz measternim, we know that roiv ame haoritz, they do take off maestros. So it's only chayev midarabanan. So this is chayev midarabanan. That's chayev midarabanan. So why don't we take demai and be mitzvah of the two? Says the Gemara, duma asilasui vaday. Because we have a concern. If we're going to let you do demai, you might start being mitzvah of it either with vaday, and vaday you're not able to do it because you can't be mitzvah of the deres and darabanan. Says the Gemara, okay, but I have another idea. Venesi shtei prut. Bring two prutas, two full prutas. You have a half a pruta, or less than a shava pruta, whatever it is, let's call it a half a pruta worth of this meiser sheni that you have to find something to do with. Why don't you bring two prutas? When chalalayu meiser bepruto mechta, take a pruta and a half worth of regular meiser sheni that you have, be mechal de kedusha onto a pruta and a half out of those two prutas, so it's going to be 1.5 out of 2, when chalalayu, and now this half that you have left, be mechalid al hayachisera on the left of it, meaning the 0.5 that's remaining with those two prutas. Why isn't that an eight? So to be mechalid onto it. It says the Gemara, misavet pruto mechza tafsa shtei prutas. I'll tell you why. Because you think the way it works is that a pruto mechza and a pruta and a half can be taifis onto the two prutas right away, and all of a sudden you just have half a pruta space left. That's not what's going on. Like, that's not how it works. Pruta tafsa pruta. One pruta is taifis one of the prutas of the coins. Vechatzi pruta lay tafsa. Half a pruta is not typhus at all. Just because you have more than one doesn't make it chal. Each prut is going to be typhus, whatever prut of space you have, and the extra half is not going to be typhus at all until you have another half that comes along. So hader havile deraisa. So now when you have that other half that you're trying to be mitzdarif, so that's happening at the same time. It's the pruto deraisa being mitzdarif together with the pruto darabanan. Hader havile deraisa udarabanan and deraisa darabanan lemitzdarif. You're again vater. You're not helping anything because the deraisa and darabanan are being chal on that pruto, half this, half that at the same time. And again, the rest and the Rabbanon together, the rest and the Rabbanon are not mitzvah. Says the Gemara, okay, Venesi Isser. So why do we have to be so exact? Why do you have to bring two prutas? That's going to make things complicated. Bring a bigger coin, an Isser. It's a lot more encompassing. You have a lot more space in this coin than just another half a pruta. And therefore, be mechal on the Maiser Sheni of less than the value of the full Isser, and then do that half a pruta with whatever's left. That's the halacha. That's something you already did. You're allowed to be mechal the Maisantu. So basically, bring new money, be mechal Maiser Sheni onto that Isser, and with the leftover money. Hopefully you have a lot left over with the Isser. You probably do, and then therefore you're going to be able to be mechal that other chatzi pruta onto that Isser. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because doma asi la'asui prutas. Really, that's something that would work. But it's a gzeira that you might come to do that with prutas, and as we just said, by prutas is not going to work, so that's why you're not going to be able to do that with the Isser either. Another case in the Braisa we saw, where you're going to have Maiser Sheni that's about to arrive, the Braisa gave two cases where that could be. The first one was what we just discussed, Maiser Sheni that's pachis mishava pruta, and we just found the case that it's actually going to be batal b'raiv. V'shenichnas Yerushalayim b'yotza. The next case was Maiser Sheni that you already brought into Yerushalayim, and then it came out of Yerushalayim. So that, you can't be by that. And we're assuming since you can't be by that, it's not a davar sheish matirin. If it's not a davar sheish matirin, so it's going to be batal b'raiv. It's not going to be bound by the rules of a davar sheish matirin that afilu be'elef le batal. No, it's going to be batal b'raiv because it's not a davar sheish matirin. You can't be by that once it went into Yerushalayim and left, and therefore it's going to be batal b'raiv. Says Gemara, v'amai. And then the day, why? Why isn't it a davar sheish matirin? Why can't you just bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it over there? Says Gemara, you're right. We're talking about Maaser Sheni, which became tamei, and therefore, even if you bring it back inside to Yerushalayim, it's not going to help you. You're still not going to be able to eat it. That's why it's a davar she'ein le matirin, and that's why it's going to be batal b'raiv. Says Gemara, v'nifrkei. Why can't you still be poyde? You're assuming that right now, any meiser that you brought into your shlam and brought back out, you can't be poyde. But meiser sheni that became tame, it's not so true. But if okay, you should be able to be poyde. Because the Rambam says, the meiser sheni shenitzma shepoyde. I say, how do we know the meiser sheni that became tame, that you could be poyde, key words, afilu bi Yerushalayim, even in Yerushalayim, or technically, usually, not technically, usually, you're not able to be poyde meiser sheni once it gets into Yerushalayim. If you want, that's something you can do it outside Yerushalayim in order to bring it into Yerushalayim. You could be poyde onto coins, bring those coins to Yerushalayim, use it there to buy food. But if you brought the actual Paris Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, you can't be poided over there. But Rebbe says, how do you know that you can be poided Maaser Sheni that became Tame even inside Yerushalayim? Shnei Amarim, the Pasuk says, Ki loy sucha se'esoy, and this is in the Pasuk, V'chiyur b'mecha aderech, when it's far away, Ki loy sucha se'esoy, vein se'es ela achila. Se'es means achila, means food. Shnei Amarim, as we see in the Pasuk, Vayiso ma'sois me'es ponav, this is the Pasuk by Yosef Atzadik, and his brother is the Suda he made for them, so it's talking about food over there. So we see that se'es means achil, and we're learning from the Pasuk over there that you could be Poy the Maaser Sheni that became Tameh, even in Yerushalayim, that's what it's being marbe. So either way, what do we see? We see that you would be able to be poided. So in the end of the day, it is a davar sheish lamatirin. And again, back to square one, if it's a davar sheish lamatirin, it comes out that filu be'elef loy batal. So how are you going to tell me that this is the case where it's going to be batal b'rayv? We still don't have that case that it went into Yerushalayim, yoytze v'nichle, it went in and then went out. Doesn't matter. There's still a way out. You could still be poided. Even if it was in Yerushalayim, you could still be poided. Even if it's because it's tameh, and therefore, how could you tell me that this is a case where it's going to be batal b'rayv? We're talking about not the peiros of Maaser Sheni themselves that went into Yerushalayim and became tameh. We're talking about peiros that were bought with kesef of Maaser Sheni. So you had Maaser Sheni, you transferred the kedusha onto money, you brought that money to Yerushalayim, and then you bought peiros, you bought anything you wanted in Yerushalayim with the money of Maaser Sheni, and the halacha over there is that never goes back to be poida. You can't be poida the peiros that you bought with the money of Maaser Sheni. That money in the beginning was you poida your other peiros onto the money, and then you took that money and bought other peiros once you got to Yerushalayim. That you can't be poida again, and therefore you're not going to be able to be poida that. That's what we're talking about. That you can't be poida since you can't be poida. It became tummy. You can't eat it. You can't be poida. What could you do? Nothing. And therefore it's another she'ein lematirim. That's why it's going to be batal b'rayv. Says the Gemara, because of Maaser Sheni and it's not true though. You could still be poida that. You could be poida even peiros that were bought with kesef Maaser Sheni. How do we know that? It's from the first Mishnah, halakuach, because of Maaser Sheni shenitma. Halakuach, something that's bought, meaning the peiros that were bought with kesef of Maaser Sheni, they brought to Yerushalayim, that became tameh, ipadeh. If it became tameh, you're allowed to be poided. So we see that it's a davar sheish lamatirin. And again, it shouldn't be batal b'rayv. Says Gemara, Rebbe Yehuda. We're going like Rebbe Yehuda, the Amri Kamar. Rebbe Yehuda, the sheet that holds that you can't be poided. You have to bury it. And since it's a davar sheish lamatirin, and again, that's why it's going to be batal b'rayv. Says Gemara, Rebbe Yehuda. If it's Rebbe Yehuda, then my yatza. Why do you need it to be yatze? Why do you need it to be brought into Yerushalayim and then brought out of Yerushalayim? Why does that have to be the case in the b'rayso? Even if it was not brought out of Yerushalayim, still Rabbi Yehuda would hold that there's no way out. You can't be poided. So why do you need this whole extra step in the b'rayso? Says Gemara, "Elam b'tar." Really, I'll tell you, we're talking about a case the b'rayso is talking about Maaser Sheni that's tar. Umay Yotza, what did Yotza mean? Meaning you brought it into Yerushalayim and then you left Yerushalayim. Did nafal mechitzas. Yotza didn't mean that you physically took it out of Yerushalayim. It means Yerushalayim wasn't nega anymore. Why? Because the walls of Yerushalayim fell down. And if the walls of Yerushalayim fall down, you can't eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim anymore. Because the pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Ta'achlenu, and that's only when the walls of Yerushalayim are up. Kitikuna, but if not, and with a churban, Maaser Sheni is not nechal anymore in Yerushalayim. You can't eat it in Yerushalayim, and that's why, since this Maaser Sheni has no heter because you can't eat it, you also can't be poided, so it's going to be batal b'rayv. That's why it's going to be batal b'rayv, because it's never she'ein lematirin. Says Rava Amar Rava. Didn't Rava say the mechitza lechol d'oraisa? That the fact that you need mechitzas, you need walls in Yerushalayim to eat the Maaser Sheni, that's the d'oraisa. Mechitzas likloit. The mechitza is the fact that the walls, once you bring it into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be poided. That's halacha. Once you bring the Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be poided. So that's called that the walls were koileted. It was encompassed in the walls of Yerushalayim, and all of a sudden now it has a din that you can't be poided anymore. That din of mechitzas likloit, that it's koiled, that you can't be poided this Maaser Sheni anymore, that's only the Rabbanan. Okay, and if so, v'chigazer Rabbanan, ki isnu l'mechitzas. The Rabbanan were probably only geyser that the mechitzas are going to be koltois, that you can't be poided this Maaser Sheni anymore when you had mechitzas, when the walls are up, ki lasnu l'mechitzas, l'gazer Rabbanan. But when there's no walls anymore, the Rabbanan probably weren't geyser that the walls are going to be koiled, koltois, the Maaser Sheni that you can't be poided anymore. And if so, what? If so, there's no gzeder the Rabbanan that you can't be poided anymore. And you should be able to be poided since the walls are down, because it's only the Rabbanan in the first place. And again, you should be able to be poided, and therefore it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin, and it shouldn't be batal b'rayv. Says Gemara, le plug. It's really a light plug, Rabbanan. Bein isnum lemechitzas, bein lasnum lemechitzas. You would think that maybe to say that, like we just suggested, that the Rabbanan weren't guys in this case, but no, really it's a light plug. And although it's a good svar, it's a light plug that the Rabbanan were not. They didn't make any chilek whether there's walls or there's not walls. It's going to be usser to be poided once it's in Yerushalayim. Says Gemara, who number Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes Chadik Tani. Who number Yehuda explains in the name of Rav Sheshes explains the Braisa differently than what we just saw. We understood the Braisa talking about two cases where Maaser Sheni is going to be batal b'rayv. A is a case where it's pachas mishav pruta. B is a case where it was brought into Yerushalayim and then left to Yerushalayim. Runa Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes says something totally new. That really Chadik Tani, it's one long case. And this is how you read it. Maaser Sheni, Shen B'Shava Pruta. Maaser Sheni, that's less than a Shava Pruta. Shen Nichnas LeYerushalayim VeYatza. That went into Yerushalayim and went out. So it's one case. It's Maaser Sheni, that's less than a Shava Pruta, that was brought into Yerushalayim and brought out of Yerushalayim. And therefore, the Bar is saying that it's going to be Batal B'Rayv. Why? Since it was Kaltu Mechitzas, it was in the Mechitzas of Yerushalayim, so you can't be Poided anymore. So over here, even Chizkiyah is going to be Maideh, that you can't be Poided. And therefore, it's davar she'ein lo matirin, and that's why it's going to be batal b'rayv. Says Gemara, same question. Now, there's an elyu nechle. Minahad there Why don't you just bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it over there? So the Gemara Nafal Mechitza. We're talking about where the Mechitza of the Yerushalayim fell down, and therefore you can't eat it anymore. So the Gemara Nafal, okay, why can't it be paid there? The Amar Rav, Mechitza Lechol Dorais, Mechitza Likla, and the Rabbanan, Mechitza Rabbanan, Ki Yisna, Mechitza, Ki Yasna, Mechitza, like Gozer Rabbanan, as we just saw. So therefore, this Rabbanan probably weren't Geyser not to be paid it. When there's no walls anymore, says my light plug on it. Light plug says my yachi. My ear in b'shava pruta afilu yesh b'nami. So why do you need to tell me a case where there's no shava pruta? What does that help me exactly? Afilu yesh b'nami. Even if it had a shava pruta, it's going to be the same thing. That you, it's not. It should be bottom right because it has no heter. You can't be part of it. You can't eat it. And therefore, what is it going to help me that it has less than a shava pruta? What did that change anything just now from what we just did? Says my let me buy. Come, I'll tell you. It's really let me buy. It's teaching me one chiddush at a time, and the bigger, a smaller chiddush than the bigger chiddush. Let me buy yesh buy. Let me buy for sure in a case that it has a shava pruta that it's going to be batal b'ra'iv. They call it only the mechitzas because the mechitzas were colored. For sure, if it has a shava pruta, we're assuming that that's already a davar chashav. That's already considered ma'aser sheni. That's chashav. It has a shava pruta, and therefore, for sure, the mechitzas, the walls of Yerushalayim were colored. And once the mechitzas of Yerushalayim were colored, ma'aser sheni, you can't be binded anymore. So for sure, over there, it has no pidyon, and that's why it has no way to. You can't eat it. You can't be binded, and that's why it's going to be batal b'ra'iv. Avo ein boy, but if it doesn't have a shava pruta, so I would think ema, maybe I would have had a half. Mean to think that loikotele mechitzas, that since you can't really be paida at all, anyways, ma'aser sheni, that's less than a shava pruta, because the only way to do it, as we saw, was this complicated way of ma'aser rishonis being paida using earlier money that already you were paida other ma'aser sheni with. So I would think, since that's not really a davar matzah, so I would think maybe loikotele mechitzas, maybe the walls of Yerushalayim don't impact ma'aser sheni, that's less than a shava pruta, and it's not going to impact it to give it the isra to ever be paida again. And memela, it would have a heter pidyon, you would be able to be paida. And therefore, maybe it's not going to be batal b'raiv, since it's a davar sheyesh lematirin, you're able to be paid, and therefore it's not going to be batal b'raiv. Kamashman, chiddush is, that's why the Maharash is telling us that specifically this, even a shava pruta, even less than a shava pruta, still it was called to mechitzos, and once it's called to mechitzos, there's an isar pidyon, you're not allowed to be paid it. If you're not allowed to be paid it, you're not allowed to eat it. That's why it's going to be batal b'raiv, since it's a davar sheyesh lematirin, and a davar sheyesh lematirin, it's going to be have the regular din of bittul, that it's going to be batal b'raiv.